recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf brought to me Ben Chomaz Yerushalayim is Daf Ayin Beit, and we're holding on to Halakha Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Omud Beit. Hareya Yom Achadasar, the Tavlala Erev. So as a woman sees on the night here, the 11th day, and that night she goes to the mikvah and she sleeps with her husband. What are the issues here that could be unusual? So we know that there are 11 days following the Shiva Yomei Nidais, which we're going to speak about at the end of the Daf, the closing Daf tomorrow. But there are 11 days. Those 11 days, however, are a little bit complicated because those 11 days are considered to be the Yemei Ziva, and the Torah says that she should count 7 days of Tahira. What if she sees only one day? Okay, she's worried. Maybe she'll see the next day. She says, yes, be Shomer's Yom Kedeged Yom. Remember that the din of Shomer's Yom Kedeged Yom is whether she sees one day, or she kept the next day, and she saw the next day, she says, keeps the next day. But if she sees all 3 days, then she needs Shiva Snikis.
24 hour days?
No. Till the night.
A day and a night?
Neither. Till the night.
Till the night, yeah. Is one, and then.
The next day is the entire day. But whatever she sees on that day, whether it's a minute before the night, that entire day doesn't count, and it becomes her next day of Zivas. The next day, if she sees any time in that day, that's it. She's not in Shiva Snikiyam starting from tomorrow, unless you're a Kuti. But she can't be Mafsek, it's the day that she's right. Fine. But that means that there's a major difference, because during the first days up to the ninth, and inclusive of the ninth day of the Akadah Sayyom, so then that day is roid to be mitzarev to being a Zobah Gedela, because if she shemers Yom Kenegad Yom on the 10th day, and she's Raya, then she shemers Yom Kenegad Yom on the 11th day, and she's Raya, she becomes a Zobah Gedela, then she'll achieve a Zvikim. But how about if it's already the 11th day? And the 11th day is not shayach to be mitzarev to Zivas, because tomorrow, let's forget about the 10th day for a moment, we'll get to that at the end of the day. But the 11th day cannot be mitzurif with Zivas. Not only that, it can't really be Shomer's Yom Kenegad Yom. Because let's say she'll be Roya Dam tomorrow. That won't be Dam Zivas. That will be the first day of Rishivas Yomei Nidais. So how could that Dam Nidais turn the day of Shomer's Yom Kenegad Yom into a Raya that she really wasn't Shomer's Yom? Once that, it's that Yom anyway, she can't be Roya Dam. So Lachari, you would say that these 11 days aren't really 11 days that require the din of Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom. So the only difference they would be is that you'd say, okay, so if she's Raya on the 11th day, it means it doesn't start her off as Nidais, and she should go to the Mikvah. That's what you would think. Now, comes along Beit Shammai to say, well, if somebody makes the mistake of thinking that, and she was Raya on the 11th day, and she was not Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom, and she was Tevelis La'erev, and she sleeps with her husband, says Beit Shammai, it's mamish a total din of Zivas. And therefore she'll be Matame Mishkev U'Meishav. If her husband sleeps with her, he's going to be Chayav a Korban, and he's also going to be Matame Mishkev U'Meishav, because he's going to be a Bayol Nida, a Zav as a Nida. And therefore, the 11th day is no different. It requires Shmira Yom Kenegad Yom, and she can only be Mitaris after doing a Shmira. Beit Hillel Omri, no, come on. I mean, there's no real din of Shmira. Mirabon and Amida, that they were geyser, because people will be worried, well, maybe we're worried, maybe people will get confused between the 11th day and the 9th day, but of course, Mi'ikarat din, what's the point of doing Shmiras Yom Kenegad Yom? There is no Shmiras Yom Kenegad Yom. So how can people give you a korban? We're made that it's the time of Mishkev U'Meishav. Now, she is, how about if she does Shmira? So, it's half of the day. She did Shmira, Mixes Hayyim. So she's Tavla, Biyom, Shalach Harav. And she was Meshamesh Beisa. And then she ends up being Roya. So Beit Shammai Amrim, oh, terrible. She's Matame Mishkev U'Meishav in that case. But I must admit that, of course, you're right. The dam that she sees isn't dam zivas, it's dam nidas. So it can't really be soyser because dam nidas isn't soyser. So even though I'm saying she needs to do a shmira, and even though I'm pretending that this is a normal shmira, and therefore it would be shaya to cancel it if she's raya dam lamafreya, that's really only a drabbanan because people will get mixed up. But of course, how could dam nidas be a stira to the shmira of yom? So therefore, in this case, Beis Shammai says, I say the same thing about this case that Beis Hillel says about my case, that we need to be machbe min rabbonon and should be matam mishke v'maisha. Of course, I can't be machayev to bring a korban min rabbonon, then it'll be a mevichum lazara. Okay, so this is the most that I can do. Beis Hillel Oimri, no, it's not a nice, never, not a nice thing to do. Areza gargaran, I've got so much time in here, you can't wait already to merit the shmira. Oh, yeah, yeah, naughty, naughty. Okay, we learned before, gargaran means gargaran v'asr, the Gemara brought it right. But everybody's made it. And in a case where she was raya b'teichyid alav yom v'tovla erev shimsha, obviously if it was during the 11 days, I'm going to see what the din is got to be the 10th day. But let's say any day, fourth day, the ninth day, and she, instead of doing shmir z'yom k'neged yom, she was tovela z'le'erev and mishameshes, so then of course she'll be matami mishke v'meishim and yiraisa. And of course, she'll be chayav a korban if she was mishamish with her husband. They'll both be a time in mishke v'meishav, and she'll be, both of them will be chayav a korban midiraisa. That's not the issue. Tavla b'yayim shalach harav, if she goes ahead the next day and she's mishameshet, oy vavoy, that's mamish tarbus ra, a person is putting himself in a matzav, where if she will be seeing dam ben lemafreya, she was a zofa, and he slept with a zofa, he might even have to bring a korban. Of course, we can't be 100% sure. The Maga and the Be'ila, it's Tzluyim, we have to wait and see. If she ends up being Reyes, then it'll be, they'll both be Chayav HaKorban. Because now it turns out, Lamafreya, she never, Tzvila was bought Lamavuta. And if she was Negan anything, it's Tomei Midi Reyes, so we'll have to burn Shum of the Kanchen. But we can't know up front what the din will be. Tana Rabba. If you're shoving the Tevel is Belayla, listen. Even though we were chaylik before, where she's roya and she's tovla, so there we said that she's potter. Yeah, everybody would be beta. At least Beis Hillel is saying that she would be potter because there's no shmira, but certainly a normal zava any other time besides the yud aleph is if she's tovla's belial is ridiculous to a zava. Of course, it's not even a tefillah at all. There was never a discussion. Beis Hillel also agrees. It's not because he holds that since it was Belilah, it's okay. That's not the point. It's not okay. There needs to be a shmira at least to make the sayyum during the day. So therefore, that's not a tefillah. Furthermore, there are shavim, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that if it was any other day, that she was roya betoch yud alav yom, v'tovla v'erev, that also Shim and Shimshon Matam Vishka Vimeshav Chayav and Bekorban, no question whatever. Lo Nechlaku, the only machlokus is on the 11th day itself. Yom Yodal. Shabbat Shammai Omri Matam Vishka Vimeshav Chayav and Bekorban Midiraisa. But Beis Hillel says, no, Matam Vishka Vimeshav Midirabona. But since it's not Shayach to become after that Azova, because the next Dam that you'll see tomorrow is Dam Nidais, she's brought from a Korban over Machmon and Rabbon. Continues the bright Amala and Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Can you explain to me what the heck is the difference according to you, Yom Yud Aleph, from the days before, Miyom B'Toch Yud Aleph? You yourself agree that it's B'Tamei Mishke V'Meisha. So why don't you agree to bring a korban? Im Shiva Lo Latuma, Lo Yishvel Lo Korban. Amrul and Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. What are you saying? There's no comparison. Lo Yim Amrit B'Toch Yud Aleph Yom. Because the next day would be mitzaref l'ziva if she would be roya, but on the Yom Yud Aleph there is no next day. The next day is in zivas. The next day is nidas. She'im yom shalach rov. There is no next day. There's no next day of the Yud Aleph Yom to be mitzaref. She's mitzarefim al ziva. Amrula and Beit Shammai. So as to them be consistent. Ashvu midot Hashem. If you're timing that is b'tami mishke v'meisha. So in other words, that means that you hold that we have to view it as being chayev in Shmiras Yom Keneged Yom. So why don't you hold that you should be Mechayev HaKarba? And if you don't hold that you're Chayev HaKarba, so then why should you be Metameh? So lo lo yishra lo l'tumah? Amru lo hem beti lo, I don't understand. How are we supposed to be Machmir to bring a carbon? That's a kula. Im hivyanu li de tumah la achmir. Just because we're geyser and we bring her to saying that her Mishka B'Meshav is Tami. That's Min Rabbanan. How are we supposed to be Lo Nevi'eh L'Dei Korban, which is La'akel, Malahachmer, not to mention the fact that you're no different than we are. All you did was put it off by one stage. You could go bite your own arm. What are you telling us? We'll tell you the same words you said to us, right? What do you say? You say that if Tavla Yom Shel Acharav, so she made Mikzar Shimon, so really that tefillah is already kosher. Now, if she's Reya Dam, you're Maida, that Dam isn't Seser, because that Dam is Dam Nidas, right? And she was Mishameshes in Baala. What did you say the din was? You said, I remember, I just heard it. She's with them, she's given my shem, and you said she's put them in a carbon. Afater, Mishrumi don't take care. You're shouting at us. What do you mean? Be consistent. Okay. You be consistent then. Im shivala the tuma, you shvala the korban. Im lo shivala the korban, lo yishvala the tuma. What are you thinking? Ella, what are you going to tell me? That you're coming only lahakmer v'lahakel. Obviously. Because you can't be machayev or a korban. So we're saying the same thing. Lahakinami. Lahakmer v'lahakel. So what indeed was Beis Shammai thinking? Right? So the Tosfos explains Beis Shammai is shouting at Beis Hillel because they say, well, the Bishlema, the Yom Yod Aleph is Midyaraisa. Okay, so Midyaraisa, we could be Machmir, we could be Mishka, V'Moshe, I understand that it's Shayek for people to make the mistake of saying, you know what, we must be Mechuyev Korban. Therefore, the Tanya of Beis Hillel, you can't do that. You can't make people think that it's really Tuma. They're really going to think, my gosh, it's the 11th day. I'm in the middle of my Yom Zivos. I slept with a Nida. I must be there. I'm Chayav a Korban. V'haraya, I know everything that I touch is Tuma. It's all said is Tuma. So then, they're really going to come to be Mekel. There's no way to split that up. But everybody knows the next day is Tam Nida. Nobody thinks that that's real Zivos. So they'll understand that it's Xera. Of course, a gezera we can make. We also understand that you make a gezera. We just told you don't make a gezera. That may end up being macho people to bring a carbon. That's all. Omer Ravuna, you should know that amazingly, I'll leave it a bit chamayim, Mishka v'meisham on that second day is metamin even though she went to the mikveh and even though she wasn't rasa. So you have to wait until that night. If it's boy shimur, forget about it. Even though the din is obviously midiraita, there's no question that there's no tuma, if in the end it turns out she wasn't raya. But nonetheless, on a normal day, where she could end up being raya, and be say, so let's say she saw on the ninth day of her Yud Alev Yom, and today is the second day, Beit Shammai is machmir to be metamim b'shkiv u'meshav because of the fact that she might be raya. And since if she was Raya, if it's any other day besides this day, the case we have, the 11th day, if she's Raya on the 12th day, over there is no way to be Seisa. But if it's a regular Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, and if she would be Raya, it would be Seisa Midyaraisa. So then we have to be Goyza Mirabonan, even though she wasn't Rasa, because people would get confused to think if she was Rasa, it's only Matami from the Riyah onwards. And that would be a terrible mistake. My taima, even the iluchaz yematama. Since if lamaisa she was roya, she would be matama. So therefore, hashdenami matama. Amr of Yosef, isn't that a davar pashut? Isn't that what the Mishnah says? My kamashma tanina tovla yom shela achra v'shimsha esbeisa v'achakach rasa beishamay om imatama mishkaves u'mashaves u'peturim in akorban. It says beferish that Beit Shammai says in such a case that she should be metame mishka v'meishach. Omer Rav Kana, what in the world are you talking about? That's talking about where she was rasa. So even though it's only a rasa of nida, so Beit Shammai is saying, but if she's rasa, we're going to be machmir on her. What does that do with Ravuna? Ravuna was saying during the real Yud Alev Yom that if you're keeping a real day of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, where if you will be raya, then it will be seiser, that it's considered to be bin rabbanan as if you were raya. What are you bringing me a raya from a case where you were raya? So rasa is obviously shiny, isn't it? Omer Rav Yosef, I understand. Why is it shiny? If she's rasa, what does that rasa have to do with rasa on a normal din of Yom of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom? If she's rasa on the 12th day, that rasa doesn't affect the period before anyway, because it's Dam Nidais, it's not Dam Zivos. So I'm just showing you that a Levi Beis Shammai, you do not need really to be Saiser the day in order for things that you touch to be Tamei on the day. That's all that I'm showing you. So the same thing is true over here. So why doesn't it follow what Rav Huna is saying? You don't need Ras on the day in order to be Tamei on the day Midrabana. That's all that I'm saying. So if Ras am I having, who cares about Raya? Well, it's Raya. You're going to tell me if she was Raya purple blood? She was Ras. This is Dam Nida. It has nothing to do with being Saiser anyway. Come on, I mean, Rav Kana was asking a very good point. Rav Kana is just saying like this. Rav Kana asked her kasha, look, in a case where she was rasa, in this case that you're bringing from the Mishnah, I understand that the Chama would say, let's be geyser the re'iyah of nidais, because people are not such big bekiyin. So they'll make the mistake of thinking that in case she was raised as a Zava, so somehow or other it didn't affect the Tumah Lamafreya, which would be a terrible error. So we're going to let people, even on a day that they really were Rasa, and they don't know to differentiate between Dam Nidas and Dam Zivas Lagabi Lamafreya, so people will get confused. Therefore, we need to be Gezer. That I understand. So Gazrina Ria, the Nida to Ria the Zava. But Rav Huna is saying something else completely. Rav Huna is saying, even if she's not Raya, so why should we be geyser? That's not a difference to you. What are you telling me technically? I'm not talking about technically. We're talking about the basis of a gezeira. A gezeira has to make sense. Not to mention the fact that we also know that it says beferish in Zavim Tanan, ha'roya re'iacha shal zoyf. We're talking about a male here. But basically, we're going to see from here in a moment that it's 100% not so. Because if a zav sees one re'ia, so Beit Shammai says, let's give that Zav the din of a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So just like a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, on that second day, we have to wait and see and keep everything that she touched. We have to keep it, not use it, because it may turn out that it's going to be coming. So by a Zav, even a Zatoli and Yomim, but the period after his first 3 years, we can't let us use any tyrus that he touched, because what if he's Raya again? And if he's Raya again, it's going to redefine his previous Raya, because a Zav who sees twice ends up being a real Zav, not a Balkari. And therefore, we're going to have to worry about anything that he was Mishkav Moshe. So Mamela, we are going to give him the same din we would give a woman who is a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And Basil says, what are you talking about? The first Riyah of a Zav we learned from the Pasuk has a din of carry. Just because there's a second Riyah of Zav, it doesn't Limafreya change his first Riyah to turn him into a Zav, and a Balkari is not Matami but Mishkav Mesha. So what's the issue? He anyway only has a din of a Balkari. He went to the mikveh. What's the problem? He's immediately taught to eat Meiser, and then there's no problem. So, according to Beis Hillel, there's nothing to redefine retroactively. According to Beis Shammai, we'd have to give him the same thing because retroactively we've redefined. So far, no problem. Okay. But let's see what Beis Hillel meant, yeah? Rather, Beis Shammai meant. Vitanya. The din is that I may see the Tariya. Suppose somebody moves the cloth that this Re'iyah, first Re'iyah, that had the Zivas on it, which had the din of carry. So Beis Shammai says, listen, if he was Mesit, so this person was Tahar. Now obviously, a Tahar person who moves a cloth that has Shechvazera on it doesn't affect him Kiyusa. Shechvazera is Matam Ibimaga. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai says, no. Tell him. Because what if he sees now a second Riyah? So then that first Riyah wasn't Shechvazera. It was Zivas. Zivas is Matam Ibimaga. So therefore, tell him. Ubeis Hillel is no, Matari. But there's no such thing as redefining Keri to be Ziva. Now, all of the Mishkavas and Meshavas, and here's where we get into trouble. All of the Mishkavas and Meshavas between the first Riyah and the second Riyah that redefines them, according to Beit Shammai, Tailin. But it says he's like a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. And Rav Huna said, a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, we're not Tamei. It's 100% Tamei min Rabbanan, right? At least. If the Mike said afterwards, it turns out that she's Raya, then it'll be Tamei min Rabbanan. But what's Shach say? What do you mean Tamei? Not Tamei. You should say it's Tamei min Rabbanan. So this seems to be, as we'll explain that, first we'll finish the brisa, but we see clearly that we're in big trouble. So according to Beis Shammai Tolin, according to Beis Hillel, no, what's the problem? There's no way to make Mishkavos or Meishavos Tmeim L'mafreya. It's just carry. There's no din of Tmeim. It's completely taught. Now, let me add this up for you so you can see how clearly the bride is not supporting Rav Huna, not the way Rav Yosef is studying. What do you mean? It's double portion. Adarabah, the way Rav Kahana was saying. Because it said over here in the Reisha, it said, HaRoya Riach HaShozov. Now get this. Beit Shammai Amrim, Kishomer is Yom Keneged Yom. So what does that mean? If you read the rest of it, you see, Alma, that Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom, according to Beit Shammai, is Tailin, because it says over here Tailin, and it compared him to Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom. So how is Rav Yosef going to explain this away? It's clearly against Rav Huna. No, it doesn't mean lo tema shemers yom kineged yom. Of course, it doesn't mean that. What do you mean? We view a male like a shemers yom kineged yom. Nah, it means we view a male who himself saw zivais the way we would view a male who sleeps with a shemers yom kineged yom. That's what we're saying. So we give him the same din we would give the din to someone who was Bo'el, a Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom. Rav Huna is also made that there's no din of Tuma Vadai even in Rabbanon on the Bo'el. There's only a din of Tuma Vadai on Mishka V'Mesh. The word's going to ask later on, what's the difference? But Lamaisa, that's not a problem. Rav Huna has no problem with the Bo'el being tired. Why is that? Why is this? So, Mashna Iyu, the Lomitami Mishka V'Mesha, I don't get it. The Baal, you're saying, is not a time of Mishka V'Mesha, even though the Torah says that a Baal Nida, the Ini Data Allah, has the same din as the Nida. So, in this case, if it was Baal, the Shemer Zem Kereged Yaim, so then it should give him the same din. So, how come he, we're not going to break a Gzer to be a time of Mishka V'Mesha? And she, he, we will be Matami Min Rabban and Vada to be Matami Mishka V'Moshe. How do you explain that? Because there's no comparison. Listen, bottom line is, the basis of such a desire is that the person, a woman, who is very old to see Dam, once she stains, we have to be very nervous. The next day she's going to stain again. Okay, so that's very Shkia. So since on her body itself, there's a riyaz damim, so therefore the rabbanim were geyser. But to take that one step further, we should turn him. We're saying we should give him a din of a shemar ziyom kineged yom as himself. Iyu lo shliach bei damim, it's not his body is going to change. The rabbanim were geyser. It's the shliach bei damim goes to the rabbanim. So that's all very nice, but this really is based on a differentiation that we're making about her, not about him. And that was Rishen. When it comes to her, so her Mishkavos or Meshavos will be Machmer. When it comes to her, Be'ila, because, I mean, why look at it from his point of view? You're saying, look at him as the same as a Zav. Well, I understand. From her point of view, she's Batami Mishkavobesha, she's Batami a mattress, and she's Batami a human who sleeps with her. No. So what's the difference? If we're going to be machmer on being matam and bishkav and bishab, I'll tell we should be machmer on Be'ila. Not because of him. So it's the same woman who's alula liraizdam that we said will be matami, her mattress, and what if her mattress is her husband? This should be the same thing. So I don't get it. Why would the Bo'el not be tame because of her, but the mishkav and bishab will be tame because of her? Min rabbanan, obviously. Well, that's because Rav Huna is saying like this. I mean, the whole thing is a gezeir. So we know the klal is, we're going to make gezeir when something is shkia. No, but don't make gezeiras when something isn't shkia. And lamaisa, we very often like to make a distinction between a tumah dirabbanan and a tumah d'oraisa. So therefore, because we want people to know, so therefore, the din of mishka v'mesha, that happens all the time. She's always touching things. She's always lying on things. She's always, so, okay, I mean, she uses a toilet. She sleeps on a bed. She sits on a chair. So that's very shmiyah. So therefore, there we made a gezerah. The Bo'el, how often is a guy going to sleep with a woman during the time when she's a zovah, thinking that there's no problem with it? That's, I mean, we said that's a very unsuitable behavior. It's an inappropriate behavior, bichlal. So it's lo shmiyah. So mamela, we don't make a gezerah to be matami him because of her lemafreh. Now, We said over here, Tovla Yom Shalach, Rav Shimsha, Harezu Tarbut Ra'ah, Maga'anu Bi'ilatan Tluyin. It sounded to me from the Mishnah that everybody was made to this statement, right? That if Lamaisa, she goes on the next day to the mikvah, and she did Miksat Shimur. So even though Beit Shammai says the night before is completely not a tefillah, but as long as a little bit of the day she was Shomeres, and then she Shimsha, that's not nice. But we're not going to say that she's, if she hadn't been Raya, that you're Chayav a Korban. Instead, what does it say? My dear Avuna. It says, Bilatan, Magana, Bilatan is Tluyin. And you said the Magana, leave it to Beit Shammai, is not Tluyin. It's Varetomi Mirabonan. And I'm assuming, my love, that this piece of the mission was also Divrei HaKorban. It says, Umaydim. It started off giving it things. Umaydim, Umaydim. This sounds like Umaydim. So everybody's agreed to this as well, that it's only Tluyin, not Vada. My love, Divrei HaKorban, Beit Shammai is made that it's only Tluyin. And therefore, forget about Ravuna. The mission has been fairish, not like Ravuna. That's them. Maybe it's going on in a little bit of Beis Hillel. By the way, if you take a look at the Braita, you'll see that that's not true. It's Beis Hillel. The Tanya, Amar Lam Rav Yehuda Beit Hillel. Tarbus Rav. This you call Tarbus Rav. This guy's a Russian gomer. Hello, Lonis Kavin Zero Livola Tanida. What does this guy plan on doing? He plans on sleeping with Anida. What do I mean, Anida? She's not Anida, for sure. Oh, fine, not Nida. I mean, Livola Tazava. What do you mean, Zappa? I mean, she's not a Zappa. She's a... I'm talking about the guy's psychology. Obviously, technically speaking, Livon Shemer is Yom Keneged Yom. So why is Rav Yehuda shouting at Beit Hillel? If it's Divrei HaKol, what do you mean? You're saying this whole part, this is Tarbus Ruh, it's Tzuyin. So you see, if he's only shouting at Beit Hillel, it's because Beit Shammai disagrees. That's the point. Itma. What about the 10th day? So now, we saw that Lamaisa, the 11th day, we understand there is no day to do Shimur. Because even if she's Raya Dam, that Dam is Dam Nides. The 10th day, there is a day to do Shimur. The 11th day, because on the 11th day, if she sees Dam, it's Dam Zivas. But the problem is that maybe the Din of Shimur is associated with the possibility of becoming a Zavah Gedela. So what's the point of Shimur? So let's say, even if she would be Raya, she sees on the 10th, we need to do Shemar, let's say, we'll pretend, let's say she needs to be Shemar Yom Keneged Yom on the 11th. She's Raya Dam on the 11th. No. Does her halacha change? No. Does it change the din of Betami Mishka V'Moshav? No. She's still the Zavah Ketana. Does it change the din of bringing a korban? No. So if she sees the next day, what's going to happen? Nothing. There's the Nida. So what would be the point of Shibur then? So maybe the din, same way you understood that the 11th day. I understand that that's even crazier, because it's not Shayar Shimur. But it's possible that on this day where it's Shayar Shimur, maybe even if it'll never come to Zavah Gedela, maybe the 11th you do have to be Shimur. So the East, Assyria is a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, what's Nafkanina? The 10th day is Shayach Shimur. The only reason we weren't Shimur, the 11th day Alibir Beis Hillel, is because the concept doesn't exist. There is no next day. The next day is not part of Zivas. What's Shimur Yom Keneged Yom? But on the 9th day, the 10th day is no different than the 9th day. Assyria Ketashi, just like Kashi, we know it's Beis Shimur. Why wouldn't Assyria Beis Shimur? Rish Lakish says, no, on the contrary, the 10th day is no different than the 11th day. Because just like the 11th day, lo boi shimur, because ultimately it can never change your halacha. Afasiri lo boi shimur. Now, lamaisa, there are some who learn this machlokas, it's not that it really makes such an afkamina, but they learn that the machlokas, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochum, is not on what we just discussed here in our Mishnah. It was on the maisa that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was shouting at Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that the shiur of Shemin v'lach meiteida is alach on the Meishu b'Sinai. So that even though Rabbi Akiva went ahead and he was derech from Ein Ribu Yachar Ribu to El Lamayit, and therefore he learns that we're Mamayit Chalas to a Chatzi Luk because of the fact that it says Shemin twice, even though normally a Mincha takes a Luk Shemin. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Akiva, my dear Rabbi Akiva, you can go around singing Shemen, Shemen, Kolayom Kula. You know? Go ahead, be marv as many Shemens as you want. I'm paying no attention to your niggin over here. And I'll tell you why. Because the din of Chatzluk Shemen Lateira, and the din of Raviyaz Yayin Lanazir, and the din of the Akadah Sayom, that 11th day, Shebe Nida L'Nida is Halacha L'Mesh Mesina. Now, those who learn that the Machlokas, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, was about this Maimer of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, they understand that it's focused on this last piece of the sentence, that the Achad Asar Yom is a Halacha. So what do we mean? The Achad Asar Yom is a Halacha. What is that Halacha? Reb Yochanan says the Halacha that tells us that the Yom Yud Aleph is not Shayer to Shmir. And therefore, in one way, it's different than the other days. Reish Lakish says, no, that wouldn't. Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai doesn't mean, same as referring to all the above. But as to what it's saying, it's the halachas of the Achad Asar Yom. Because there's two halachas that are different about the 11th day. A, it's not Mechayev Shimur. And B, it can't serve as Shimur. Because of the day before the Asir Yishuv Azraya, there's no din of Shimur on the Achad Asar. That's the machlokes that we had over here. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, there's one halacha of the Achad Asar, just like there's one halacha on these other things. So the halacha Achad Asar is. Achad Asar doesn't require Shimur. But halach rini of it Shimur, we don't change the characteristics of the 11th day completely from the other Yemei Zivas. Just like all the Yemei Zivas have two qualities. A, they're Mechayev Shimur. B, they can serve as Shimur for the day before. That's partially true about the 11th day too. So clearly there's a halacha that says it's different. What is that halacha? That halacha is that today is the last day and that tomorrow will be Nidais and that therefore it's not Shaykh to Shimur. But can it serve as Shimur for the days before? Well, let me ask you something, which we're going to see later. Can it serve as Svira for the days before? Why not? So if she was Raya 3 days, how about if she was Raya 3 days starting on the second day? Then the 11th day is going to be part of her Sphira. Fine, so it could do a Sphira, so to speak, as a Shimur for the ninth day. Yeah. So the same way it could be Sefer Nikim for someone who was Raya 2, 3, and 4. It could be the equivalent of that did, which is Shomer Sef Keneged Yom, for someone who saw the ninth. That's like a Miktsas. That's the way I see it. It's like a Miktsas. Spirit's Nikian, 1 day of Nikian, 7 days of Nikian. So why should it be any different? And therefore, there's only one halachic difference. Reish Lakish says, no, there's two halachic difference. A, is that Lower Kadasar Boy Shimur itself. And secondly, it doesn't do Shimur for anything else. It does Sphira, but it doesn't do Shimur. So Velo Shimur La Siri. So these are the differences, the two differences that are between the 11th day of the Reish Lakish and any other day before. Okay, tomorrow we're going to see that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah speaking about halacha, and even though Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish go along with this and discuss it as halacha, lamaisa, there's brises that make it very clear that we darshan the Achadah Sayyam Shabbat Nida Lanida out of Tzukim. And that's going to be a beautiful end for our Masechta that shows us where the Teres Merames in a number of different words that describe the interrelationship of Nidais and Zivais gives us a beautiful Hashlama to the understanding of the Psukim in the Teres.
Even though it's Moshe
Sinai. Yeah, but Psukimar's Kasha. What do you mean it's Halacha Moshe Sinai? It's the first Psukim. Haroa Yom Echad Asar V'Tavla L'Erev V'Meshamsha Beit Shammai Amrim Etalim Mishkev V'Moshav V'Chayavim V'Korban U'Beit Hillel Amrim P'turim Min HaKorban Tov Lovi Yom Shal Akhra V'Shimshad Beit Avachar Kacharata Beit Shammai Amrim Etalim Mishkev V'Meshav U'P'turim Min HaKorban U'Beit Hillel Amrim Arei Zeh Gargaran U'Modim B'ro Abetoch Yudal V'Yom. Of course, she's betav mishkev moshe minirayta, and she's chayavim v'korba. If she was shemeres mitzvah yom betav lo biyom v'shul hakrov v'shimsha, bad boy. Arez v'tarbut ra'ah magana bilatat liyin. If she's raya during the day, oh my God. So now they're chayav in her korban dirayta and metame everything b'magam masa. I mean be mishkev moshe. Tan rabba. The Shavin b'tovelet b'layla l'zavah, that's ridiculous. It's not a tefillah. The Shavin b'ro'ah b'toch yudal v'yom v'tav l'lera v'shimsha that she's metame v'shkev v'beishe v'chayav v'korba. Lo nechko l'v'yom yudalev. That day, the actual yom yudalev yom, b'tshavi yomrim, metame v'shkev v'beishe v'chayav v'korba. B'tilel is p'tor, p'tor v'korba. L'marna b'tshamay b'tilel. What's the difference? Yom Yudalev or Tok Yudalev? If you yourself are made it, Shiva lo l'tuma, lo yishva lo l'karban, amulam beteil beitshamay, what do you mean? Leimar betok yal yom, sheken yom shalachrov mitztarif yomalaziva, tom rabbi yom yudalev itself, shein yom shalachrov shenistarif yomalaziva, doesn't exist. The next day is yimeinides. Amulam beitshamay, okay, you don't get the remez, I see. Yishvu midotechem is what we're telling you. Because if not, people are going to think that it is, and they'll end up bringing a karma. Zatos understands it. That's lachner. What are we going to be machmer to bring a karma, which is lachel? Not to mention that you yourselves are just as crazy. Atem umrim, tabla yom shalach v'shim shalach rosa v'tam yishka v'mashav, v'turim in akorba. I'll say back to yourself that you said to us. Afatem, yishvu bidotechem, im shivalo l'tumah, yishvalo l'korban, im lo shivalo l'korban, lo yishvalo l'tumah. Ella, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, obviously, l'akna l'alaka. So that's what we're telling you. So what's your problem? How can I'm l'akna l'alaka? Om revini, you should know that on a normal day of Shmiras Yom Kineged Yom, well, let's say she saw on the 9th. She's being Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on the 10th. Over there, you should know that according to Beit Shammai, Mushkava Umoshava on the second day is Tamei Midrabbanan, even if she wasn't Reya, even after she went to the Mikveh. Afo Pishal Rata. Why? Because even the Ilu Chazi Metamia were Metamei Midrabbanan up front. I'm reviewing Marka Mashkalon. It says in the Mishnah, it says, Tavla Yom Shalach Rav Shibshat Beita, V'achar Kach Rata, V'chamay Omrim, B'tama Mishkavot U'moshavot Min Rabban, U'ptur Min HaKorban, Omrif Kana, what kind of Raya is that? Over there she was Rata. You said even if she's not Rata. Omrif Yosef, yeah, but that Rata is irrelevant. V'chi Rata my Havi, that's Re'i of Nida. It's not going to be Seisr retroactively. Don't you understand? Rivkana achika kashale. Bishlam eichad rat. I understand it's a basis for gezerah. So you're going to be gezer, even though the Riya was only nida. Okay, you need to be gezer Riya and nida, because in a similar case on the days before it would be Riya de Zivas. You have to be gezer on the Riya de Zivas. But eichad lo rat at all. What are we going to be gezer for? And I'll prove it to you. No, it's about caring. Now, let's make that very clear. What does it mean to be like Kishomeres Yom Kineged Yom? V'tanya. Hamesitet Ariya. Beit Shammai Omrim. Ba, 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 ba. Tolim. Doesn't say Vadei Tamin. U'Beit Hillel. Bechlau Mitarim. All of the Mishkavot and Moshavot, Shebein Riyah L'Rishana L'Riyah Shniyah, Beit Shammai Tolim, not Vadei Tamei, U'Beit Hillel Matarim, U'Katani Reisha, that this is the equivalent of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Harav Riyah Chazor Beit Shammai Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, and you Beit Shammai, you Ravuna said that I'll leave it to Beit Shammai. Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom is Vadei Tamei to Rabbanan, and here I'm a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. The Beit Shammai is only tolling. You're reading it wrong. Well, Tamei Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. It means that the Zov is like a Bayal Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. So, yeah, and why is it that for the Zov we won't be machmer to be mitamei min rabbanan? Ma'ishna yudah lo mitamei mishkav u'moshav. U'ma'ishna yi that is mitamei mishkav u'moshav. If he slept with her, va'yid lo shkiyak b'dami, lo goes to rabbanan. But ihi, the shkiyak b'dami goes to rabbanan. So, I understand. And from her point of view, ma'ishna mishkav u'moshav will be mitamei. And ma'ishna the bayal, we will not be mitamei. So it's the same thing. It's the same woman. That's because Mishka B'Moshe V'Shchia. Therefore, Matamila. Boy, Allah Shchia, Chla Matamim. It's not. Tavla Yom Shalach Rav Shimsha Harezu Tarbut Ra'ah Maga'an Rabi Ilatan Tluyin. Man, oh man, that sounds to me like everybody's made it that it's Tluyin. How is Rav Huna going to deal with that one? My lab de Reakol? Nah, that's Beit Hillel. I'll prove it to you. The Tanya, Marlon, Rabbi Yehuda, Le Beit Hillel, only Le Beit Hillel. Vechilazua, Tan Korim, Tarbut Ra'ah. Man, oh man, this you call bad behavior. Bad, bad boy. Nasty, nasty. This is a Russia. Loaded Kavin Zelly Volat on Nida. What Nida? There's no Nida here. I mean, Livolat Azava. What do you mean, Azava? She wasn't ready to die. Retzava Zakdak. I mean, Livolat Shomer Yom Kenegad Yom. Itma. What's the name Asiri? Rabbi Yochanan Asiri Ketashi'i. Matashi Boishimur. Af Asiri Nami Boishimur. Resh Lakish Omer? No, the Asiri is the same as the Achadasa. Just like the Achadasa lo boy shimur because it can never come. L'day Zava G'dayla? Af Asiri lo boy shimur. Now you get a matin laha. Omer the Rebbe Lazar ben Azai lo Rebbe Akiva. Af Afilo Atam Arbe Bashemen Bashemen Ein Minat Acham Ein Riva Yara Acham Riva Yara Mayat. You could do this all day long as far as I'm concerned. I'm paying no attention. Pay no attention to the song. Any Shomelacha, Chatzuluk Shem and Latoida, Revius Mugli, Yayan and Ozir, Nachadas Yom Shabbat Nida Lenida, all of them are local Meshim Sinai. And what is the halacha of the Yom Yud Aleph? Rabbi Yochanan, there's one halacha that the Yud Aleph doesn't require Shimur. Resh Lakish says, no, halachot of the Achadasa. Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha, that's Achadasa, doesn't require Shimur, but it still has the other qualifications of the Yud Aleph Yom that it could be Ovid at Shimur Lachrine. Whereas Resh Lakish says, no, in two ways. Achadasa is different. Halachot of the Achadasa. Neither the Achadasa requires Shimur for itself, and nor does it do Shimur for the Asiri, because Asiri also doesn't demand Shimur. And therefore, these are two halachas. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. So we're holding now on Daf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah began on Daf Ayin Alamed Beis. So we're entertaining here a number of different questions. The 11 days between Nidas and Nidais are 11 days of Zivas. We could call them 11 days of Zivas because they are days in which Riyah Dam does not create Nidas, and therefore is not Batami for 7 days. That's definitely an important point. They're also called 11 days of Zivas because a woman can become during those days as Zava G'dayla. However, on the 10th and 11th day, there's no possible way she could become a Zava G'dayla, because even if she would be Raya the next day, on the 12th day, she would not be a Zava G'dayla. She would then become a Nida. So that sort of excludes the 10th and 11th day from the days of Zivas, at least partially. Furthermore, even on the 11th day, if she sees now on the next day, if you're going to tell me that she's still a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, it's a little bit strange, because if she would be Raya Dam the next day, she wouldn't be a Zava. Lechora, she would not be Metama Lemafreya. She wouldn't retroactively become Tamea, would she? If she sees Dam on the 12th day, what happens to her? She becomes a Nida. She doesn't become a Zava again. If that's the case, the whole process of Tahira of a Shemer Yom Keneged Yom seems a little bit out of place if she was Raya Dam on the 11th. So now the question is, assuming that it is indeed out of place, is there any meaning to doing a tefillah after Shmira Mikzas Hayom Yud Beis? Or if she might as well go to the mikveh tonight, as if she were Anita, because even if she would be Rei Adam after the nightfall, she's not going to be a Zava, and nothing would change retroactively. So the whole din of the Yud Aleph, Yom Yud Aleph, ought to be different than Bechlal, the concept of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, and the rest of the days. And this is the question that our Mishnah and the subsequent Gemara revolves around. Harei Yom Achadasar. Here's our problem. She was Raya on the 11th day, which is not Ru'uya to be Mitztarev to a 12th day to become a Zava. The Tavlala Erev, and now she figures, why should I bother being a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom? It's not going to mean anything if I'm Raya Dam tomorrow in terms of the Zivas. So I'll go to the mikveh tonight. So she goes to the mikveh tonight without doing any kind of shmirah. There was no day of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom.
ומשם שלם she goes and sleeps with her husband. בית שמאי אומר, מצמין משכב ומושב, וחייבים בקורבן. According to בית שמאי, even her husband, not mitamin, both she and her husband, or mitamin mishkav moshev, in other words, he has a din of a bayal nido, in this case a bayal shemeres yom kedeket yom. So in other words, clearly Beit Shammai holds, if he says you can bring a korban, he clearly is talking about a yoraisa, and he holds that the din of 11 is no different than the din of 10 or of 9. There's a chiyuv of shemeres yom kedeket yom, even though the Yom Keneged Yom is not part of a process of establishing a Zavar Gedola. A, and even though in the Ria Dam of Yud Beis, you're not going to be dealing with Dam Zivas, you're going to be dealing with Dam Nidas. So it's according to him, the Din of Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom is a concept of how to be Metaheres and Isha that was Raya a Riyas Zivas for a day. It has nothing to do in that particular case with establishing a pattern for his Zavar Gedola. Beit Hillel Omri, Beit Hillel says no. There's certainly no chiyav of Shmira on the Yom Yud Aleph, because Shemir's Yom Keneged Yom only makes sense if a subsequent Re'iyah will retroactively define the day as a day of Zivas. But that won't happen over here. A retroactive definition from a day of Nidas to establish that the previous day after Tevila is a day of Zivas? That doesn't make any sense. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, there's no din of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on the 11th day. And Mi'ikar Adin, if she was Tevelas that night, she's actually Tahira Midiraisa. If she's Mishamesh Asim Ba'ala, that's fine. She's Potter from a Karban. Therefore, it says Beis Hillel Pturim Midah Karban. There's no problem of korban. However, note that he doesn't say that they're not mitamim. In other words, he's made up that they're mitamim. He's only arguing about the korban. If he's saying there's no chiyuv of korban, then he's saying midiraisa, actually the tefillah helped. The reason, therefore, that he would have said that she's mitamim anyway must be because he's afraid that people will confuse the 11th day with one of the other days. Any of the other days requires Shmiras Yom Keneged Yom. A woman might get confused thinking that in the same way that she was Reya during her Yud Aleph Yom, she was Tevelas Balayla at night of the 12th day. So she thinks, so what's the difference? If I'm Reya on the third day of my 11 days, I should also be Tevelas at night. And therefore she'll ignore the din of Shemir's Yom Keneged Yom, and that will be a Diraisa. She'll be over in that case on a Diraisa. And in order to avoid that, I mean, we can't make her bring a carbon Min Rabbanan, but we could certainly be Matami the Min Rabbanan. Now, how about if she, in fact, does keep Shemir's Yom Keneged Yom? She's a very good girl, and she's Tavla B'Yom Shalacharav. Now, she goes to the mikveh the next day. Now, generally speaking, we try to avoid going to the mikveh during the day because we're afraid, what if she's Reya? So she'll be Metamel Mafreya. We don't want her to be Meshamesh. Meshamesh. But Mi'ikra, then that's the time for it. Go to the mikveh. And then, in this case, she actually sees Dam on the 12th day. But that Dam isn't Dam Ziva Sachara. It's only Dam Nidetz. In this case, Beit Shammai Omrim Metamim Mishkavot Mishavot. They're both Matami Mishkav Moshav, but clearly he's only saying this Min Rabbanan because he's saying the Pturim and HaKorban, which means that he's also made that once she did Shmira, the din in Shmira is not equivalent to the din that any Dam that will be seen on that day will necessarily make a retroactively to Meya. There's two separate halach. The din of Shmira is part of the mode of how it is that she becomes Torah. And the din of retroactive tuma is a different halacha, and how dam zivas is metame lemafreya. But over here, being as what she was raya was dam nidais, and as a nida, she would only be metame meyes lies for tyrus. She certainly wouldn't be metame her husband. So memeva, it's not possible to be mechayev or a korban min rabban. So in other words, it turns out that according to Beit Shammai, Tvila and Re'iyah on the 12th day gives her the same halacha as that according to Beis Hillel, tefillah at night of the between the 11th and the 12th would give her that she's matamik, but doesn't bring a carbon. Karina, it's important to note this because it becomes significant later in this sugya. So what happens there? The Shammai says, okay, we make gzeira derabbanan, she should be tamei. Beis Hillel, and when Beis Hillel says, she was a bad girl. Areza gargara. That's not a nice behavior. Because, I mean, after all, you should really wait. Why should you wait in this case? I mean, even if you're going to be Raya, you're not going to be getting to Baal and Afreya. So what's the big deal? You have to wait. Why wait? Because you should understand that not waiting on the 12th day could leave you not to wait on the 9th day. And there is really a chance that you could become over on an Isser D'oraisa, B'chai of Karas, for Dilas Nida, because Dilas Shaber Yo Kireged Yo, because if she will be Raya, then she'll be Matamala Mafriya. And therefore we view that as being a improper over-appetite behavior, which is a gargara, and you should have had enough sense, and as we saw before in the Gemara, Michlal de Gargaron also. Gargaron isn't just saying you're naughty, it's a behavior that the Chachomim asked. But apparently, that's all they're willing to say. In other words, they don't want in this case to be Gozer Tuma for some reason. So even though they were willing to be Gozer Tuma Drabona in a case of Laila, the most they would say about someone who was Mishamish, B'yom Yadalav, B'yom Yadbez after Tefillah, is he's a bit oversexed. That's all. We're not going to talk about him as being Tome. Now, how about if she actually was mishameshes during the regular dinim of the Yud Aleph Yom, where it can be mitzarif to a Ria Shacharov? There maidim b'ro'ah b'toch Yud Aleph Yom v'tov lo le'er v'shim shav. Shemitam and mishka v'moshe v'chayavim b'karman. First of all, that's clear. There never was a machlokas about, let's say, a woman who was tovelas on the night after being roy on the third day, for instance, or the seventh day, or the ninth day. There was no machlokas. The only reason that we were chaylik on the 11th day was because it's impossible to do shmira on the 12th day, since the 12th day, according to Beis Hillel, the din of shmira is negea, being retroactively tamei as a need, as a zava. The 12th day couldn't possibly do that to you, because even if you're Rei Adam, you're a Nida, not a Zava. So therefore, the concept of Shomer's Yom Kineged Yom is a little bit of an absurdity. There's no such thing. There is no Yom to be Shomer's. However, they said, okay, Midrabonin, in order not to get confused, but I mean, let's not exaggerate over here. But when it comes to any of the other days, of course, and obviously, they agree that unless you do Mikza Shmira B'Yayim, to be Tevelas Belayla is out of the question, Midirayis will be Bukhai Bukharban. Furthermore, in a normal case, Tobla Biyom Shalachrov Vishimsha, Hareze Tarbudra'a, and Lukhor, everybody would agree over here, where a woman does Shmira, was Tevelas, and then is Misameshes, so then, that's a very not nice thing to do. Because after all, what happens if she'll be Raya afterwards? And it'll turn out that she was a Zava. And in that case, Maga'an, Ubi Ilatan, Tiluyim. Over there, we cannot say that there's Vadai Adin of Tuma, and there's Vadai Adin of Karban. We have to wait and see. If she actually is Raya Dan afterwards, then we're going to have to be Matame Maga as a Zava. And if she had been Mishamesha, they'll both have to bring a karma. And if not, it'll turn out that everything was okay. Turn around.
She went to the mikvah during the day,
or
what happened?
She went to the mikvah during the day on the... Yeah. She went to the mikvah during the day after keeping
Mixas Hayom Kikulai. She went on the night.
The first case where she went in the night.
He's saying, what did he do wrong?
She didn't wait until after nightfall to make sure that she wouldn't be Tveil Mafreya. She was Mishamesha before nightfall. Yeah.
Did this Shemira mean that she does also a checking of Adika?
Sure. It has to be Koveya. That's, otherwise it's not called a Yom Tov.
Is the Gargaron he, she, or both?
Sorry?
The Gargaron.
Both. Tun Rabbon. Veshavim betoveles laila lezava she'ina tefila. You should know that even though Beis Hillel is chaylik in a special case, which is the case in our Mishnah, which is dafka because it's not shaykh to do shemir on Yom Yud Beis, but obviously in a normal case where she would be tevelas belayla, that it's pechal achosha. That's not a tefila. That's like going to the mikvah in the middle of the shivas yamei nid. I'm not going to say that that spoils something. The Torah said she's to be a shivas yom. In the same way, the Torah said she's tamei for the day and the next day. The only time we don't say that is on the 11th day, which is unique. V'shavin b'ro'a b'toch yud alav yom v'tavla l'er v'shibsha. And because of that, obviously, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would agree that if it was any other day besides the 11th day, that if she was tavela's l'era and she was b'shameshetz, that therefore she would be matame mishkavu Moshe, midiraisa, and they would be chayev in a carbon, midiraisa, aloi net l'kuela b'yom yud alav. The only machlokas is b'yom yud alav yom. On the 11th day itself, we're over there. Beit Shammai and Rim, mitamim mishkav u'moshav, v'chayavim b'korban, because according to him, if you don't do mitzvah shmir on Yud Beis, it's no different than any of the other 11 days. U'bitilo potrim mikorban. So far, this is simply talking out our Mishnah. Now, here's what's new. Amru lahem Beit Shammai le'Beit Hillel. So the Braisa speaks out the discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Ma'ishna says Beit Shammai, I don't understand your logic. You're claiming that Yom Yud Aleph is different than a Yom Toch Yud Aleph. That's what you're saying. And yet on the other hand you're saying, but it's not really different. Because after all, they're Matami Mishkav Moshe, both of them. Both he and she are Matami Mishkav Moshe. I don't understand. I mean, be consistent. Im Shivala Latuma. Lo Yishvelo LeKorban. I mean, you're might in that there's a Tumas Mishkav Moshe. So why are you claiming that they're Turim and Akarban? Amrula and Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai? What kind of question is that? Lo imamrit betoch yud alav yom, sheke yom shalakrav mitztarefi molezivah. First of all, why should it be the same? All of the other days of the 11 days, besides the 11th day itself, can have a following day which would be part of the zivas. So therefore, tamru b'yom yud alav. Well, you're going to apply the same rule to the 11th day. She'in yom shalachrav she'nitztarefi molezivah. There is no day afterwards to be mitzarefet for zivas. So, I mean, it's not a rational question that you're telling me. Omru lehem Beit Shammai. Okay, fine. So yishvu midotechem. If you really believe that, so then be consistent across the board. Either in shiva lo latuma yishvelo lo karban, vim lo yishvelo lo karban, lo yishvelo lo tuma. How do you have it both ways? How do you say? Even that new watch can't keep you up. You have a nice, pretty big face.
It doesn't kick flashing.
Make up your mind. If you're telling me that there's no karma, then there shouldn't be tuma. If you're telling me that there's tuma, then why don't you admit that she's chayev as a karma? I'm big deal, but that's a question. He may be nula de tuma lachmir. I mean, what? Just because we bring him to be tamei, that's in order to be machmir, that they shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that they could do the same thing during the Eidal of Yom. But alone to be able to day carbon lachav, well, we're going to be matir chulam bazora, and we're going to say, go ahead, bring a carbon. So what kind of crazy question is that? Besides which, you yourselves say exactly the same thing, as I pointed out to you in the Mishnah. You yourself give the same halacha that I give on tefillah in the night, in the terms of tefillah in the day. You say there's no chiyuv of karban, but there is a tumah. I don't understand. Midvarechem atam nushachim. I understand. You just bit yourselves. You ask me a question and ask it to yourselves. Shatem omrim, you also said, tavla yom shalach rav shimsha v'achar kach ra'ata mitzamei mishkavu moshavu p'tura min ha-karban. So let me say the same thing to you. Beit Shammai. Hishvu midotechem im shivala letuma yishvala lekorban vim lo shivala lekorban lo yishvala letuma, as if you'll be on the receiving end. You like that? Well, I mean, obviously, you also have enough brains to tell me, La'ak mevelo la'ak, what are you turning to me to say? So, I can have me, La'ak mevelo la'ak. Wait, ask me the same question, I'll tell you the same answer. Indeed, Tosa says, well, I mean, it's a little bit crazy. What, what were they thinking? So, Tosa explains that Beit Shammai held that since Yom Yud Aleph is in fact Minyaraisa, there, if you're going to be machmer, to be matami mishka v'moshav, like the way Beis Tillel is saying, people are going to obviously bring a carbon. So it will be a chumra da'atzi de kula. So the tiny work, a bishlema to say that in a case where there's no, the 12th, everybody knows the 12th is a din of nidus, not a, but this yud aleph, I mean, is a big machlokas. For generations, people are going to be thinking, you know what, maybe Beit Shammai is right, and we should bring a carbon. But I don't understand you. If you hold that today is not shayach to being metame l'mafreya, and you don't need a shmir of yom keneged yom, so then you have to be ishvu midotechev. Because otherwise you're going to say something which is going to be actually day kilko. You're going to tell people, treat it as if it's one of the other days. So then obviously if it turns out that l'mafreya, she was so-called Tumeya, by seeing on the 12th, they'll go bring a carbon. And that's ridiculous. You can't make that. We can make that chumra. No, you can't make that chumra. Amar Rav Huna, I want to tell you a big chiddush. You should know that Mishkava u'moshava shebisheni Beit Shammai mitamim afa pisha tavla and afa pisha lorata. Don't think, says Rav Huna, that on a normal day, let's just start, she was royal, let's say the third day. She goes to the mikvah on the fourth day. So the Mishnah says, the case was where she went ahead now, tavla, and she was mishamsha, v'achar kach ra'ata. Says Rav Huna, those words, achar kach ra'ata, that achar kach ra'ata, that's it. The halacha is that without any re'iyah during the Yom Shel Acharav, the halacha would be without any re'iyah, it would be tamei. And because, I mean, Beit Shammai basically holds that since if she had been re'iyah, she would have been matamei l'mafreya minyaraisa, because in a normal day, it's mitztaref retroactively to Ziva. So therefore, there's a Gzeira Midrabbanan, even when she didn't sing. I mean, that's consistently what Beit Shammai holds. He holds we're going to be machmer on her, even where there's no Tuma D'Oraisa, or to a case where there would be Tuma D'Oraisa. Fine, so then if she wasn't Raya at all, it means he's going to treat her as if she's Tumeya Midrabbanan. My Taima, on the fourth day, on the fifth day. Because kima di ilu chazi matama, hashtanami matami. Om Rav Yosef, I think that's obvious. I don't think that's a big chiddush. I mean, isn't that basically what the Mishnah says? Maika mashman. Take a look at the Mishnah. Tanina. Is that what it says in the Mishnah? Tavla yom shalacharav, vishimsha et beita. The Mishnah says that if on the 12th day she was tovelis, the second case in the Mishnah. Now, of course, in that case she was roya, albeit she was roya. I mean, let's remember that a re'iyah on the 12th day is the full equivalence of not being roya on any other day, right? Because even if she's roya on the 12th day, that dam is dam nidus, that's not dam zivas, it's not retroactive. I mean, nonetheless, despite the fact that she was not roa any dam of zivas, Beit Shammai comes along and says, she's tamea. Nu, so on the fourth day, if she was being shemir, it's yom keneged yom for the third day, and she wasn't roya. So that's the same thing as on the 12th day, being roya. And it says, nonetheless, she's Tamea l'mafreya min Rabbanan, which would mean that she's always Tamea the entire time in Rabbanan, despite the fact that she never saw it. I mean, seems to me the same case. So Tavla Yom Shel Acharav, V'shim Shad Beita, V'achakach Ra'ata, Beit Shammai Amrim Metama Mishkavot U'Moshavot. So what are we saying? That we are Metame her min Rabbanan or to a case of Re'iyah during the Yudal of Yom. So if that's the case, then let's be Matame during the Yudal of Yom, B'shalo Rata, or to Rata. Basically, we're going to go one step further. You're saying that we're going to treat the 12th day as if it's the 9th day. Why? Because if it would be the 9th day, she would be Tamei. Okay, very good. Let's treat the 4th day without Re'iyah as if it was the 4th day with Re'iyah. Because after all, if it would be a Re'iyah, it would be the Dama L'Mafreya. It's the same logic. You're telling me that Beit Shammai always takes the case that could have been. Okay, so then this is the Tumah that could have been. So let's be Matamei. Omer Rav Kana said, Rav Kana, I mean, there's an obvious difference, isn't there? I mean, Rat, a shining. I mean, isn't the fact of Re'iyah different? I mean, if the woman is Re'iyah, I mean, makes sense to be Matamei. I mean, but if she wasn't Re'iyah, I mean, it feels like it ought to be different. Says Rav Yez, what do you mean it feels like it ought to be different? Well, what kind of feeling is this? Re'iyah on the 12th day, vis-a-vis Zivas, doesn't exist. It's not a Re'iyah. The real meaning is, what's it after meaning? You're telling me it feels different. And the chiras am I having? That's not called a Re'iyah. That's a Re'iyah of need. I understand. Well, you're talking over here like on Amoritz. What's it? It feels different. She really saw this. I'm talking to you rationally. Let's speak like scientists. This is Re'iyah. What are you telling me? But she's bleeding. Thank you very much. She's bleeding. But that's what the man in the street thinks about me. Nina says, nothing to do with she's bleeding. What's our law? There's no Re'iyah Zivas. No. That's it. That's the end of the story. The Chama is Gozer without a Re'iyah Zivas to be Matamei. Therefore, it'll be Gozer on the 4th day also without a Re'iyah Zivas to be Matamei. You have a problem with that? Explain to me what your feeling is here. I'll explain what Rav Kana's feeling is. This is what he's talking about. He's saying like this, Rav Kana Ochi Kakashile. He's not Stam talking about feelings. I'll define his question. He's telling you like this. Look, in a case where there was an actual Re'iyah, there I understand the point of Gzeira. You know why? Because not everybody is so smart to know the difference between a technical Re'iyah and a non-technical Re'iyah. Re'iyah Zivas, Re'iyah Nidas. What's the difference, they say to themselves? Blood is blood as far as they're concerned. So if that's the case, it makes sense for Beit Shammai to say we should be Gezer Re'iyah of Nidas or to Re'iyah Zivas. Because in a similar case where this would have been a Re'iyah Zivas, it really would have been a Matamei L'Mafreya. Imagine what would happen if somebody who's not such a Lamdan would end up in a case where on the 12th day there was a Re'iyah, and we would say, well, it's okay, there's no Tumah L'Mafreya, just from this point on she's a Nida. So the next time this happens on the 4th day, they'll say, oh, yes, the Rav, what happens on the day of Shomer is Yom Keneged Yom, and he said it's okay, except she becomes a Nida. Kind of Mishigas is that. It's not okay. In that case, it was Tumah L'Mafreya and Yiraisa, with all of the implications of Gabi Korban. There, I understand. You need to make a Gzeira. That's what Rav Kana is saying. Yes, make a Gzeira. But Eka the Lo Ras, I said, we're going to make a Gzeira for where she didn't Re'iyah. What does that mean? Everybody knows the difference between being Re'iyah and not being Re'iyah. So what's the child to make a Gzeira? That's what he's asking. That's a very rational question. Leon. Furthermore, I mean, so what are we discussing over here? It's a Beferish Mishnah. It's not. I'm going to show you that it's even true, what you're saying. Because here the question is like this. Remember that the first Re'iyah of a male Zav has a din of Shikva Zera, correct? Only the second Re'iyah creates. Don't look away. You know who I'm talking about. Only the second Re'iyah creates the din of Ziva, which means that in terms of the special Tumas, Mishkev U'Meishav, and so on, the Balkari is only going to be Matame ben Maga, but once he now becomes a Zav, it's going to be Matame, Masa, Mishkev U'Meishav. Now, that single re'iyah, the question is like this. Can he simply go to the mikveh now as if he was a Baal Keri and eat meiser? Because you don't need now Harav Shemesh for meiser, right? Okay, so go to the mikveh, he'll eat meiser right away, and as far as he's concerned, he was a regular Baal Keri. Aye, if tomorrow it turns out he's re'iyah, so now he's going to become a Zav. But what's the halacha? Says in the Mishnah, Bechamai Omrim, Kishomer Yom Kenegan Yom. He has the same din on the first day of his re'iyah, of so-called Keri. It wasn't really a re'iyah of Keri, but it was technically a re'iyah of Keri, because Zivas Piyom Rishon is the equivalent of re'iyah of Keri. Okay. He has the same din as a Shomer Yom Kenegan Yom on the second day. She's waiting now to see if she's going to become a Zava retroactively through her re'iyah, the second re'iyah. So he too is waiting to see, is he going now to be defined as a Zav l'mafreya? In which case, now even though he was Tevo, so he touches Maisa, which he's mutter to do if he's a Baal Keri. Wait a second over here, we have to wait to see whether he had a second re'iyah. If he had a second re'iyah, then we're going to have to be matama that Maisa. Where's Beit Shem Beit Hillel Omrim? Kibal Keri. Now, so far, this doesn't prove anything, but I'm going to prove to you, based on this, that Beit Shem, I couldn't possibly have said what Ravuna claims. Because look, the Tanya, in terms of this Mishnah, the Brisa says, referring to the case of Azav, he was only Raya 1 Raya of Zibans, Hamesitita Riyah. How about somebody who was Tohar, who now was Mesit the actual fluid of the Zivas? If it's Keri, there's no problem. There's no din of Tumas Hesed on Keri, correct? He wasn't Nogeya. So Beit Shammai Omrim, well, we got to see what's going to happen. So Tolim, let's wait and see. If the Zav has another Ria today, so then he was now a Zav retroactively, and the Zivas would be Matane. It wouldn't have a din of Keri anymore. In that case, Beit Hillel is Mitar because there's no din of Hesed. Mishkavot u'moshavot shebein re'iyah l'rishona l'riyah shniyah. Again, consistently Beit Shammai says, well, tailing, because after all, if you're going to have now a second re'iyah, then you're going to be Mitar mishkavot u'moshavot. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, no, there's not going to be a redefinition of his status before. Okay? Now, put the two together. Katani Reisha, we said before, Haroa Ria Akashozov, Beit Shammai Omrim, Kishomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Didn't he say that? He said it's Kishomeres Yom Keneged Yom. What's the according to Ravuna about Kishomeres Yom Keneged Yom? Mishkavetz or Mishavetz?
Tameyas.
Without a Riyah. So what should be the halach over here by the Zav and the Riyah Rishonu who had the same din as an Isha who was a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom B'Shen Ishala? Should be Vare Tamei, Midrabana. That's what Ravuna claimed. It's Tamei even without a Riyah. And over here it doesn't say it. Over here it's just Talim. If he doesn't have a Riyah, then it'll be Tor. No, Ravuna, how are you going to explain that? So clearly Beit Shammai does not hold when it comes to a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom, that there's a din of Tumah without any Re'iyah, and Rav Kahana is absolutely correct. The Gzeirah that we see in the Mishnah is because a Gzeirah of Re'iyah's Nida, Atu Re'iyah's Dam of Ziva, meaning a Gzeirah of Re'iyah on Yom Yud Beis, Atu a Re'iyah on Yom Revi, let's say, of the Yud Aleph Yom. But to say there's a Gzeirah of Tumah without any Re'iyah is clearly not true, as we see from this Mishnah Zav. That's a problem. But here it says the Beit Shammai Tolim. Says Ravuna, Lo Tema Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. It's talking about the male here, please. It's saying a Zav on the Yom Rishon, who was Roya Keri, is the same as a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, meaning is the same as a male who slept with a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. We're trying to give now the equivalence in a male to a female. We're not comparing him to the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So basically, all that it's saying over here is that someone who is Baal or Shemer is Yom Kedeket Yom does not have that din of being Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav even without a Riya. As far as the Baal is concerned, we're going to wait to see if she has another Riya. But he himself is meanwhile Talui and not Vaday Tamei. Why that would be true? Why Rav Huna would hold that a Libra Beit Shammai will be Gezer, a Tumah Vaday Midrabanan without a Riya on Mishkabas and Mashabas, and not be Gezer a Tumah Midrabanan without a Riya on a Baal Zava? That we'll see. But certainly, if you admit that there's such a distinction, we don't have a question anymore. We're not comparing the Zav to the Riya, the Isha herself, on the Shomer Yom Kedeket Yom Sheni. We're comparing him to himself, who had slept with a Shomer Yom, the Yom Sheni. There, Beit Shammai wasn't Gezer Tuma Midrabanan on him, and therefore anything that he touches is Talui. But not Vaday Tamei Midrabanan. So Lo came a Shomer Yom Kedeket Yom, Ela Kebo'el Shomer Yom Kedeket Yom. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I mean, Mishna Iu Delo Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav. Hold on a second. When it comes to him, you're saying there was no Gzeira to be Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav. But when it comes to her, there was Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav. Understand, what's the difference between her being Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav or her being Matamei him to be Matamei Mishkan B'Meishav? After all, his tomb as a Baal, Shomer Yom Kedeket Yom, is the equivalent of her tomb, but they need a Ta'alav. So why wouldn't it be exactly the same halacha? Why would we be gazer on him and on her and not on him? Why would we, another way of putting it, why would we gazer on her, Mishkavas or Mishavas, and not her, Baal, or Boel, in this case? Yeah? First of all, there's two elements to this question, right? Element number one, why are we treating him different than her? He's a Zav. He's also in a matzav in which he could be Matame. So we're saying, we're certainly not going to be Matame him, because after all, as long as there's no Riyaz Dam to be Gezer on, we're not going to be Gezer on him. How can we be Gezer on him? I understand. But he's getting his tumah from her. So Mishna Mishkan B'Meishav, that she is Matamek, let her be Matamek him. U'mishna Baal D'lo Matamek. Ah, that's a different thing. Mishkan B'Meishav, obviously, every Shomer Yom Kedeket Yom is going to sit down at one point during the day, right? So, I mean, that's something that's a Tumah Shvicha. We're going to have to decide what the status is of the things that she sat on. Mashain Kane, we know the Klal, the Rabbanan are not Gezer on a mikra in the lo shchicha. It's milsid lo shchicha lo gazbe rabbanan. A boy lo shchicha. They're over there lo metamia. To say that we're going to have a normal case in a shemer's yom kineged yom, that someone will be bail a shemer's yom kineged yom on the day of a shmira, I mean, no mehecha teisa. So that's not considered to be a dover that is so matsui. So to be metam, that she should be metamia mishkan b'meishav, yes. That she should be metamia him, no. That she herself, we should be machmir on, because she's liable to see dam, yes. That he, we should be matame, because he's liable to be rayat, that we don't have. And so, mamela, it's a different status. Therefore, Rav Huna claims Beit Shammai is indeed matame her, even without Riya, but Beit Shammai is not matame him, unless there's a Riya that's matame the mafriya. Says the Gemara, tonight, Tavla Yom Shalachra. Let's look at our Mishnah. Tavla Yom Shalachra. Vishimsha. Harezu Tarbust Ra'a. In a normal day, after there was a Ri'ya, not now on the 12th day. So if she's Mishameshet, very not nice. Maga'anu Bilatan Tluyin. Did you see that word, Tluyin? Did the Mishnah begin with the word Vishavim? Last I looked, it said in the Mishnah that they're both are going to agree, Maidim, Berea, Betov, Gidal of Yom, Betov, Lera, Vishim, Shabbatan, Mishka, Vishim, Payment, Garmin, Tov, of the Yom, Shalach, Rav, Vishim, Shereza, Tarbasra. Sounds to me like Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are shopping in this issue. And it says over here that to be lost in Tzuluya. According to Rav Huna, that's an impossible statement because Beit Shammai doesn't hold be lost in Tzuluya. Beit Shammai holds that it's a Vada. I mean, Rabona. So what's this be lost in Tzuluya? My La Diriyako. Isn't this going according to both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? No, says Rav Huna. The first part was going according to Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. This last piece, that the Tuma will be Tuluya, and that there's no Tuma's Vadai without a Riyam and Rabbonon, is only according to Beit Hillel. And I want you to know, I'm not just playing games with you over here. You take a look in the Brisa, you'll see very clearly the Tanya. Amar Lahem here, that the Grot changes the Girsa over here to Amar Lahem Beit Shammai. That makes the riot more much clearer. Amarlan Beit Shammai le Beit Hillel. V'chilazoatem korim tarbut ra'ah. That's how you put it. Not nice. Naughty, naughty. This is naughty, naughty. That's all that it is. Halalonit kavein zel yivolat anida. This guy's kavana was to sleep with Anida. Anida? Well, first of all, we're not even talking about Anida. We're talking about the Yudal of Yom Ben Nida. I mean, His das was the Volata Zava. Volata Zava, Zava's not a daita. She's not holding it. By I mean, daita rivo shemer yom kineged yom. I said, well, if it was Maidin, then obviously Beit Shammai can't turn around and scream at Beit Hillel for calling them naughty. He himself just used the same word. So therefore, Tainis Rav Huna, this piece of the Mishnah is clearly not Maidin. This was not said by Beit Shammai. And according to Beit Shammai, precisely the same way, there's a gezeira to be matame on the 12th day because of re'iyah of nida, which equals no re'iyah v'ziva. There's also a gezeira to be matame on the 4th day without any re'iyah at all, or to a re'iyah which would have been a re'iyah of zivas. Now, we have the other problem to deal with. This I understand, that it's impossible to do Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom on the 12th day, so leave it to Beit Hillel. We basically ignored it, except in Rabbanan, because people will get confused. But remember, there was another possible way of looking at the Yud Alef Yom, and that is to say Yud Alef Yom are part of that which allows for the creation of a Zohar Gedolah. And the meaning of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom is to clarify at what point she becomes chayevus in a carbon, and at what point she's metame, that she needs now shivas yemei taira, and so on and so forth. But if it's impossible to be boli dei zava gedela, then there's no point in creating a zava katana twice. She was rei adam once, so she's a zava, no. So let her go to the mikveh. So what's the problem? Wait the next day. Why should I wait the next day? Well, because the day afterwards, she might be the third time. Well, what if there is no day afterwards? What if the world comes to an end the day afterwards? And basically, if the day afterwards, the day after the day afterwards, is the 12th day, then there's no way for her to be a Zohar Gedolah. So that means on the 10th day, a Roya cannot ever become a Zohar Gedolah, because remember that by a female, the Torah makes the din of Zivas dependent on Yomim, and not Re'iyahs. So then maybe the 10th day also doesn't require Shemiras Yom Kineged Yom, because what's the point? And now we're going to raise this question. We should discuss Yom Yud Alef. Yitzma, Asiri. How about the 10th day? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, well, the 10th day is like the 9th day. Mat Eshivo Yishimur. Just like the 9th day has the 10th day in which if there will be Riyas Dan, it'll be Metamil Lamafreya. So the Asiri has the 11th day. So Avasiri boy Shimur, and now at least you have the Shemiras Yom Kineged Yom, even though she can never become a Zohar Gedolah, at least we can establish that there was no Re'iyah of Zivas. Where's Reish Lakish, Amen? Asiri Kechadasar. The 10th is no different to Beis Hillel than the 11th is. Because in the same way, Ma Chadasar lo boy Shimur, because there's no way to come Lidei Zivas, because there's no way to come Lidei Zivas, meaning Lidei Zava Gedela. Because remember, according to Beis Hillel, certainly the din of Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom is not a din in the way that a woman should be mit taheres. It's a din in defining the chashashas of riyazimas. So all I'm adding, says Rish Lakish, that those chashashas are not the chashashas vis-a-vis the zavikatana. She already is a zavikatana. The chashashas that we're talking about is to make certain that we know that she hasn't become a zavikatana. If she can't become a zavikatana, what's the point of doing a shmir? Therefore, I'll leave it to Beis Hillel. Obviously, if you leave it to Beis Shammai, this whole discussion is moot, because according to him, you need to do Shemiras Yom Keneged Yom as part of the process of Taira, not because you have to necessarily define anything about the Zava and her Riyas. So therefore, but I'm only talking a little bit of Beis Hillel. I'm telling there's no difference between the 10th day and the 11th day. Ma'achaveser lo boi shimur, ab asiri lo boi shimur. Iker amasin laho. Others learned this discussion is going on the following, where it was actually part now of the Mishnah where Amalot Rebbe Lozman Azayel Rebbe Akiva. Over there, the question is, are we going to be darshaning the din of how much shemen should be put on the Mincha Revucha? So we learn over there, the according to Rebbe Akiva, since the Torah mentions Bashemen twice, so it's a Ribuy Acha Ribuy El Lamayet, instead of using the Luk Shemen, which is the norm, we use the Chatzi Luk Shemen. There, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said to Rebbe Akiva, you could sit around counting your Shemens from today till tomorrow. You can read as many Bashemens as you want. Any Shomei Alecha, I'm not interested in listening, because it happens to be that the din of the Chatzi Lug instead of the Lug is Alokha L'Meshem Yisinai. Its source is not in the Pasuk. And Mimela, stop looking for Ribuy, Acharibuys, and so on. The din is that a Chatzi Lug Shemen, in terms of the Revuch of the Teda, and the Revius Yayin L'Nazir, which is really a little, it's really Revius Shem L'Nazir, and Achadas Aryom, and this is what's important to us, Achadas Aryom Shebein Nida L'Nida. Now, there are those, because of the continuation of the Sugya of the Rashi, who suggest that Rashi's Girsha here is Yom HaChadasar Shebein Nida L'Nida. That way the Sugya makes much better sense. So the 11th day between Nida L'Nida is Alokha L'Meshem Yisinai. What is that? So my Alokha L'Meshem Yisinai, you're saying the special din of the 10th day, of the 11th day. What's that special then? Rabbi Yochanan says, well, let me make it clear. It's the halacha of the 11th day. And Rish Lakish says, no, let me make it clear. It's the halachas of the 11th day. Meaning what? So what's the discussion? Oh, this is where Rish Lakish and Yochanan basically had their machlokas about day 10. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, look, there's only one halacha that distinguishes the 11th day from any other day. And that is, Achadasar is unique in that it's lo goy shimur. However, it's not unique in not being able to provide shimur. It provides shimur. Meaning, if a woman was Raya Dam on the 10th, the 11th is a perfectly valid day for doing a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yomah. What's unique about the 11th day is that it's not Mechayev a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yomah on the next day. Whereas Rish Lakish says, no, there's two halakas in the 11th day. First of all, it doesn't require shimur out of the 12th day, if someone was Raya. So lo achadasar boy shimur, but it also doesn't provide shimur. Velo shimur la asiri, because the asiri also doesn't require these halakas, these dinam of shmira. And this now becomes the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that we talked about earlier, as if it was a sugya bifnei atzma. It wasn't a sugya bifnei atzma. It was a description of the meaning of the comments of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah to Rebbe Akiva.
If it's, you know, it's true what Rish Lakish is saying, wouldn't it be a bigger chiddush in the Mishnah to say that? Haro yom asiri?
Let's wait till this sugya we're going to get into tomorrow, what exactly has to be our Mishnah, to see where what the real mocker is, and what to do about this gear, so get out of yom. I want to leave at least something serious for tomorrow.
Is there a machloket about what the halacha of Rosh Hashanah is?
Yeah, the obvious question over here is why not simply say the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Levi is the fact of Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Levi.
I understand.
That's exactly what I'm pointing out to you. That's why we look to change the nature of the gears in Rashi. Because Papashi, when you read this, Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Levi simply means there's a halacha on Moshe Mitzrayim that there's 11 days between one Nidus and the other Nidus. What are you telling me about that? Halacha specifically about the 11th day? So this is part of what I want to discuss with you tomorrow after we see the rise from the Pasuk. What's the basis of our derivation of these Yud Aleph Yom? Was the halacha stated as Yud Aleph Yom and Yud Aleph as a special halacha? Or do we derive the din of the Yud Aleph Yom Benita Lanita from a special halacha on Yom Yud Aleph? That's all to be seen. Same time, same exciting station. Tomorrow morning. Wait. We have a yard site today.
Do we
know
here?
No. He's bringing you the center.
Oh.